little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
On a dark rainy night here in San Diego. Hi guys, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 177. Yep, it's rainy here in San Diego.
Getting a little cold too.
I like it. I like this weather. I miss it. This is kind of a partial fall weather for us here in San Diego. It's normally summertime.
Yeah.
80% of the time. 10% is spring. 10% is like this. So we get that second part of the 10% of fall here.
Yep.
So yeah, guys, we got a lot of news for you guys today. Well, not really news coming out, but news that well, Tomb Raider is out, which one's going to discuss.
We'll go over it.
Yep. And also, StarCraft II Legacy of the Void came out this week too as well, which I'm going to discuss about. So, yeah. So, put it in a nutshell, two new games, and Wayne and I put away Halo 5.
For a bit. Well, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, since we had that spoiler for you guys on the past episode of the Shadow Games Podcast 176. For all the people who's mad at us right now, hey, Wayne and I gave you guys a warning straight out. Right, Wayne?
Oh yeah, we gave you plenty of warning.
Way too many warning signs. But, and again, so might as well get started. What are we playing this week? Well, it's simple. A little bit of a Marvel Puzzle Quest when I'm on break at work. And also, what do you call that? Criminal Case for both for my Galaxy Note 3. And after that, it's grinding on StarCraft II Legacy of the Void, which I will discuss to you guys about after this. Wayne, what have you been playing this week? You've already pointed out, anyways.
Well, mostly it's been Rise of the Tomb Raider. Yeah, putting most hours into that. A little bit of Transformers Battle Tactics.
Uh-huh.
And surprisingly, a little bit with Transformers Rising. There's a lot of confusion going on with that game right now.
Really? Tell
us. The developers came out on Facebook, on their Facebook page, and were telling people, we're going to close the game down by November 30th. A few days later, they're telling us, nope, the game's going to continue running as normal.
Seriously?
And there's events going on to try to get you to buy things. It sounds like a scam, but we're not sure yet.
It sounds like a scam straight out.
Plus, they were giving away, like, what was it, 50,000 in tickets a couple times? Which is, like, almost $500 worth of tickets? Or something like that? It's like, you don't really do that if you're going to close down a game.
I know. I mean, it's kind of highway robbery in a way.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens here, but we're kind of expecting them to shut down, and they're just trying to milk it while they can. But we'll see.
Yep, they're milking it.
Avengers Alliance. I've completed the special ops. I've got all the characters. Got Baron Mordo and Spitfire, and working on upgrading those guys and leveling them up. Waiting for new content now.
Nice.
Yep. They're interesting.
Yeah, I know. All right. So, right before we get to the news, Wayne, feel free. Start it off, man.
All right. So, Rise of the Tomb Raider. This is a intense mission series. You're going through... You're looking for something that holds a very personal... significance for Laura, something her father was looking for before he died. And you go up against an enemy that you didn't really fully anticipate how much of an enemy they would be and who they would be until you get about halfway in the game. The tombs are well orchestrated. They provide a rather good challenge, but they're not overwhelming. I think just about anybody should be able to get through the game with a little bit of critical thinking. For the most part, I've run into a couple where they were a little bit trickier, but not too bad with a little bit of work. Gameplay mechanics are right on solid. They handles well, pretty much all situations. The graphics are pretty sweet. I mean, even down to the individual hair strands you can pick out in certain scenes. Overall, it's a well-built game. I would have to give it a very high rating. One thing you're going to want to keep in mind as you go through this game, if you haven't started already, you're going to be put into situations, you're going to be put into scenarios where you feel like you're going to be rushed. and in some cases, yes, you do need to get through things a little bit quicker and run for your life. But in other cases, you actually have the time to go ahead and look around, find those extra hidden things in there, find as many documents as you can, and the relics, because the more documents you find, the more it'll unlock your map to show you where things are hidden, to give you a better indication of what else you can pick up. There's also a lot of hidden challenges in there. At one section of a map, and it had 4 different challenges that I had to complete, or optional challenges.
Optional.
One was finding bullseyes that were hanging around different areas. One is finding rabbits that are snared and cutting them down. One is there's optional missions you can unlock by talking to certain people, such as taking out helicopter drones in certain areas, or finding tombs and bringing information back to people. And there are a ton of tombs lying around this place. Holy moly.
Literally speaking, Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, plenty of tombs, caves you can crawl through, crypts that you can get into. You'll run into areas where you're literally going through a tomb, and you get a message popped up saying that there's another hidden tomb in that area.
Son of a bitch, really?
I'm like, whoa,
so
wait.
So there's a hidden tomb inside a hidden tomb inside a hidden tomb.
It I'm not
just
quite
say yes.
I'm not quite sure, but yeah, it sounds like it. The resistance packs, the cards you unlock to give you advantages, they don't just to appease some of you guys that got upset over this originally, they don't work for the main campaign. So they don't give you no advantage to that. They do give you advantages in the expedition modes, where you can go back and replay certain missions and try to do like score attack versions and things like that. But overall, this is a very solid game and I'm really enjoying it. Her weapons and leveling up is solid. I've almost got everything. I'm still missing a few things that I gotta find.
What are you missing?
Some of the, I think there's like a some kind of like legendary bow I need to find.
Legendary bow.
Some kind of another rifle I think I'm missing. I've got parts of them. I just got to find the rest of the parts, and they're hidden within tombs somewhere, and I got to find those tombs. So I beat the game with about a 75% completion.
Nice.
So that's not too bad on a first run through there. But yeah, it's pretty solid. I'm really enjoying this game. And I'm going to pick it up when I get back from recording this and try to get through some more.
So from... Really?
Yeah, somebody's trying to get a hold of me.
Oh, mommy's calling you.
No, actually my sister, but hey.
Anywho, Wayne, little question for you. Rating from 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, as in the worst, to 5 being the absolute best. We're in the middle. Where would you put it?
I would give this about a 4.5.
Yeah, buddy.
It's well-built, solid game. You're not going to have... You run into... And I've had no glitches or bugs that have really been, you know, anything that was standing out like that. So it's really sweet, really really fun.
Yeah, and you discussed about the controller, right?
A little bit. The controls are pretty sweet.
A little more in depth, brother.
Very similar to what they were in the first game.
But you said they got rid of a few things here and there.
They improved upon a few things. And you know how. For example, if you were climbing on like an ice wall or a granite wall with the climbing axe, in the first game you would have to use your triggers to climb. You know, this one all you gotta do is hit X and move up. So instead of being that repetitive motion, you get a little bit easier functionality there. But there are other portions of the game where you have to be a little more skilled and move at the right angles and right point to.
And if not, you die.
Yep.
That sucks.
You run into some enemies that are like, oh, wow, crazy.
Kind of like a Halo 5 crazy? Yeah, that must be it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Alright. And another question for you is, would you recommend this now or later on?
Definitely now. If you're looking for a good game to get into and start playing, pick this up now. This is going to provide you a lot of game time. I mean, I've spent 2 whole days.
So about...
plus more, you know, plus a few hours.
So roughly 24, 25 hours?
More like 30 or so 30, hours,
but
so yeah.
Say roughly 35 hours.
So far, yeah. And I haven't got everything yet.
You haven't got... Well, I guess we know what to do then, right? After this podcast.
Jump back in.
Jump back in. All right, my turn. So, recently, the trilogy of StarCraft II has finally been released. Well, the final chapter, which is Legacy of the Void, this is the Protoss campaign. And from the get-go, since it's been downloaded, the graphics are not improved. They improved it since the previous, which is Heart of Swarm, and the one before that one too, which is Wings of Liberty, which is the 10th campaign. So now, a little bit of backstory on this. This chapter, the final chapter, the part 2, is pretty much putting the Protoss against a demon of the Protoss' past, which is Amon, a dark entity. A void, a person, a demon, a demonic thing that controls the Protoss. Well, this features pretty much Artanis, the leader of the Protoss, whatever's left of it. And also, it has a cameo of, what do you call this? The Queen of Blades from the Zerg, and also James okay. Rayner. But not too much, though. A little bit, but still enough to keep it interesting. As you progress through, you actually, on every level, you actually improve the your units. You can choose the Protoss, you can choose the One Race, and also you can choose like Dark Templar Race. So you have one unit, but 3 different settings. You have to choose one of them. This is pretty cool. Yeah, there's one attribute you can use on the Dark Templars. So they run and they pretty much hack and slash whatever enemies they have, not really on the screen, but more in their target site.
Okay.
So it's a quick, fast moving pace, several hits, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
The game right now has been out for about 4 or 5 days now, since we're going to put this up. I finally beat it earlier this afternoon, and to tell you what, even on normal, not casual. Casual is very easy. Normal is just regular, normal. It's pretty damn hard. There was a lot of things that was how can I say this? Hard to do.
Yeah?
Yes. They break, there's like, you know, extra quests to do on the side. There's a lot of main storyline to telling.
Okay.
But out of the 3, this has the best story out of it.
Nice.
It really captures you in, it really gets you in, and it's really intense. So you have the Protoss fighting for their survival against this demon of the past, trying to find out the answers how to stop him, and also he controls pretty much the Protoss, whatever's left. The Terrans, and also the Zerg. Well, some of them. So he gets them under control in his mind. So it's very tough, can you turn that off?
I did.
Just turn it off.
That's because it's a certain somebody trying to get a hold of me.
Well, shut it down completely. Annoying. I don't do that to you. Please stop. Okay, getting back again. I know, I was kind of... It kind of ruined the punching for me. The buttons are the same. The button layouts are the same. The hotkeys are the same. The graphics has been changed. There's also smaller digital graphs where you put the pylons at. And also, what can you do to actually put it on there? You know, like how many spaces, how many squares left out. It's kind of nice too as well. There is also major upgrades too as well to the voice acting, which is pretty awesome. Graphics are smooth as always. And Billy Wayne.
Yeah.
You. God. Sorry, I went with idiots here. Or an idiot here. Let's see. I lost my concentration all over again. Please stop doing that before I will hit you in the back of the head again. Let's see. What was that again? Oh, hotkeys the same. There's a lot of improvements from the previous two, but overall, the game is fun. I would actually highly recommend it for all the StarCraft players out there. If you haven't gotten it yet, I would recommend it. And let's see. From 1 to 5, I would definitely give this a 4.5 stars out of 5.
Nice.
Reason being is because I haven't finished the prologue yet. There's also several missions to after you beat the game that unlocks in the main screen, and it's going to be fun. I did start it, but saved it, so I had to come here for the recording. So, yeah. There you go, guys.
Nice.
StarCraft 2, Legacy of the Void. It's a story of survival. I highly recommend it. Very fun, interesting, indeed.
One other thing to bring up here real quick, because I did forget to mention this, was Monday night I was at the Microsoft Device Night.
Oh, yes. Tell us that.
So I got hands-on with the Surface Book, the Surface Pro 4. They were showing good demos of, you know...
Did you get a hands-on impression with that by any chance?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
They're beautiful. I bet. The Surface Book, I really want one. I mean, it's just amazing what they can do with that. The Surface Pro 4 is just makes some major improvements over the Surface Pro 3 that I already have. The Lumia 950 and 950 XL are amazing phones. They actually have Windows Hello facial recognition built right into them.
Nice.
So all you do is click the button on your phone to bring it up. It sees you and logs you in.
Really? Facial recognition?
Uh-huh.
So pretty much it's the new biotech. Software.
This is something they've been working on at Microsoft for a while.
Nice.
Improving upon it. Windows Hello also works on the Surface Pro 3 and 4 with the new touch cover that has a fingerprint reader.
You can
log in with the fingerprint. The other big feature of the 950 and 950 XL Lumia phones, being that they run full version of Windows, they have Continuum built in. That means you go over to your desk, you plug it into your dock that's connected to your TV or monitor and keyboard, and you have the full Windows 10 desktop experience from your phone.
Nice.
And that works great.
And do you know about the processor speed and all that?
The internal specs on that one, I had them up at one point. They are actually rather powerful. We're talking quad-core processors.
On a tablet.
Phone.
On a phone.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, these are beautiful. They run great. Full version, you know, it's a Windows phone, Windows 10 phone OS, which is basically Windows 10, just scaled to that device. Yeah, it was great getting to see all that stuff out. They had Xbox Ones set up so that we could stream and play multiplayer Halo 5. So it was streaming to two screens on Surface Pros,
mm-hmm.
Surface Pro 3s or 4s, I forget which ones, and then the other two of us were playing on the big screen. It was pretty sweet setup. I kicked everybody's butt, but that's another story. it was great. We walked away with some good experiences there. They gave a nice swag bag with some cool stuff in it for us.
Nice. So what did you get in the swag bag?
Xbox One controller with play and charge kit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo!
Along with a few other little trinkets. I also won a copy of Evolve for Xbox One.
Nice.
So I didn't have that one yet. Wasn't gonna buy it anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's Phoebe.
And now that we've got the new dashboard up on Xbox One, I've been slowly working on getting my old 360 games downloaded. I actually already have three of the four Gears of War series.
Nice.
On my backwards compatibility.
Nice. I need to do that too as well, but I've been.
But I'll get the other one when I purchase Gears of War Ultimate at some point this before the end of the year, maybe during Black Friday. Hey, but yeah, you've got some great devices from Microsoft, and they're really trying to change the game. And talking to some of the people that are working on the devices that are part of those teams that were there, what they've done is not only changed the landscape of the device from their own point of view and to what they offer, but also with their partners. So HP, Dell, other manufacturers are looking at Microsoft saying, okay, you did this, maybe I should take a chance and try something new. Try a different form factor, try this. And we're starting to see some major changes and evolutions in PC designs that are really nice.
Nice.
Also got to play with the Microsoft Band 2, which has some pretty sweet technologies built into it to automatically, you know, monitor heart rate and wake you up in the morning with a small vibration on your wrist and so forth. I mean, it's got a lot to go into it.
All right.
They're making some headway with some really cool stuff.
All right, so we get the really reviews, the three reviews from us. So let's get on with the news, Lady Wayne. What have we got here today?
Well, first of off, the other big game that came out this last week was Fallout 4.
Yeah. So looks like they found a game-breaking bug has been discovered.
Yeah. Myself, I'm not really a big Fallout fan. I played the last few ones, and I never really got into them.
I did. I'm actually going to pick this one later on.
Yeah.
And so if you go back up, Wayne. So several users, pretty much they have reports of a serious game-breaking bug in the Bethesda's open-world role-playing game. As detailed on Bethesda's forum, the bug is in question concerns a quest. A quest, and you know, requires players to head to Moscow Plaza. So pretty much once you attempt to travel there, you know, the server players have encountered in a game crash, you know, straight to the desktop.
Yeah. No error message.
No, zero. It's just you walk in, boop, you're back in the desktop screen.
This has affected people on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Yes, all three major systems.
It reminds me a lot of the bug we ran into in Fable 3, where you'd get so far in the game and that was it. Game over. Because you just couldn't do anything.
I remember that.
We'll see if they... I'm sure they'll get this fixed rather soon.
Hopefully soon.
Otherwise, the game's getting very high ratings. It's you know, well-received.
It's an awesome game.
Yeah. I mean, they sold 12 million copies in the first day.
Yep. That's typical.
Yeah.
Woo! And we pretty much have more Fallout 4. The secret room has every item. There's a secret room in the game itself. So, inside of Bethesda's post-apocalyptic game... you know, the room, you know, is accessible in the game's PC version. Apparently features every item in the game, including all weapons, armor, and more. There's a YouTube channel out on it right now.
Yeah, so you can go online and find that. Great way to get through the game quicker if you want to, but I know most people are going to want to try to search and find for every little bit of that.
Pretty much.
So.
Yeah, tids and bittle, whatnot.
So we had a major update for Windows 10 just this past week, the November update, which was a new build of Windows 10. But even before that came out, which gave us a lot of different improvements to Windows 10 under the hood, there was a comparison put out comparing the SteamOS to Windows 10 on gaming performance. And guess who came out on top?
Windows
10. Yeah, so, I mean, they used a bunch of different benchmarking tools, Geekbench 3, you know, dual boot setups, etc. And, you know, it was pretty close, but Windows definitely came in...
close, but no cigar, huh?
Yeah. the SteamOS hit frame rates anywhere between 21 to 58% fewer frames per second. That's big. And that was playing Shadow and Mortar at Ultra settings. The difference between a playable 34.5 frame per second on Windows and 14.6 frames per second on SteamOS. Ouch. As I figured, you know, with DirectX 12, Windows 10 being built for gamers, in a sense, it's a great way to go to get your games.
Pretty much. All right, so Wayne, take this one right here.
Well, PlayStation 4 made a price cut in October, this last month. However, Xbox One actually topped the sales. So Xbox One was the best seller in October.
Yep.
Here in the U.S. I still gotta get that pro controller, but hey, you know, it's pretty nursing because, you know, PS4 has been leading the way for a while. But this holiday season, we have an incredible lineup of incredible games on Microsoft's side, on the Xbox One. And that's gonna drive sales, and that's what it's doing. So, there we go.
So, we haven't talked about this company for quite a while.
Not too often.
No, not too often. Not really quite as often when you said too often. Not too often. We got news from Nintendo.
Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, yes. So,
well, let's just go through some of the
highlights. News that came out. For the Wii U, Final Fantasy VII's Cloud, character Cloud, will be coming to Super Smash Bros. On the Wii U and on the 3DS. Can I say something about this? When I saw the trailer, I was like, holy effing hell. And then I watched a trailer of Maximilian Dude, who's a huge gamer, who's a huge Final Fantasy fan, who's a huge Final Fantasy VII fan. He freaked out like I did. Like everybody else did. Yeah. Probably Jesse freaked out the same way
I'm sure.
Everybody did. He's finally came to a fighting game.
Yeah.
To a Nintendo game. What the hell kind of crap is that? But so, you know, good crap.
We're also going to get a Smash Bros. Specific Nintendo Direct in December. So indeed. More Smash Bros. News. Ooh.
A lot of Smash news lately. What else we got over here? They also, the new Legend of Zelda game for the Wii U coming in 2016.
Yep.
And also, plus, Twilight Princess HD has been confirmed along with a new amiibo figure that works with the next Zelda game.
Nice.
Awesome. Another game I'm actually stoked about other than the new Zelda game is the Star Fox Zero is now slated to release in April of 2016. So pretty much the early second quarter of the coming year. Can't wait for that. We also got some good news, bad news type of thing going on here as well for the people that played Mother 1 and 2 or Earthbound 1 and 2. Mother 3 is getting a Wii U re-release, but only in Japan.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know I want...
Maybe later.
Yeah, I know maybe later. We also got new amiibo figures that are coming in January, so about a month and a half away. A Wii U bundle with Super Smash Bros. And Splatoon will be available for Black Friday. So, in about a week and a half?
Yeah.
One, two... Yeah, a week and a half.
Yeah.
Wayne, I feel sorry for you.
I know.
As you guys know, he works in retail.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, I know. How about this one, Wayne, for you, for the 3DS?
Yeah, for the 3DS, Hyrule Warriors Legends will include several new characters, including the female Link, Linkle.
Yes.
Which is quite intriguing.
Very intriguing, indeed.
We'll see how that works out. Dragon Quest VII and Dragon Quest VIII 3DS remakes are coming to the West.
Awesome.
Nice. We get Fire Emblem Fates comes in two different packages, and there's an $80 special edition. Wireless enabled versions of Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow are coming to the 3DS. Right?
Time to give me my red.
And Triforce Heroes, which I've been enjoying playing a little bit here and there, is getting some free DLC in December.
Guys, keep watch out for that.
Pokemon Picross is a free to start game launching in early December. I believe that's the one that's going to be actually going to smartphones, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, what else?
And then you touched on this one just briefly. I guess it doesn't want to load for us, so...
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, so as we're talking about Earthbound 3. Hold on, sorry. So a sequel to Mother 3 confirmed for the Wii U, but only in Japan. So pretty much it's coming to the Wii U, the virtual console, in December.
Yeah.
Again, it's not going to be here in the States, only in Japan. So probably watching this announcement happen during the simultaneous Japanese version. The news was then, you know, related to the Nintendo's Japanese Twitter account. Thanks for nothing, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so at E3 this year, Nintendo released Earthbound Beginnings on the console.
Yeah.
It's pretty much originally titled Mother.
Yeah.
And also, the game's previously unreleased outside Japan, so you can... You know, shouldn't rule out the version of Mother 3 coming to the U.S., but it doesn't look like anytime soon.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, and then for Linkle, Yeah, so Zelda and Impa are going to be no longer going to be the only major female protagonists in the Zelda canon. We have Linkle now. I don't know, that's just an interesting name to get used to.
Linkle.
You know.
Is Link and Zelda's kid? What? Yo, talk about a plot twist on that, if that ever happens.
Yeah, no.
Come on, Wayne.
However, a little bit of a twist here is that her primary weapon is a crossbow.
Yep.
And in place of the spinning sword attack, she uses what Bill Trenum described in Nintendo's Direct as a spinning kick attack.
Nice.
I wonder if she's being trained by Chuck Norris.
Should be.
Yeah, probably.
I don't see why not, right, Wayne?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to be getting other characters coming to the game. Players, you know, characters we've seen in other games such as Wind Waker. We don't know if she'll cross over into other titles, though.
True.
We'll see. I think it's going to depend on how well received it is as a title. And I have a feeling it's going to be a hit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's enough people that are excited about this.
Indeed. So, as I talked about a few minutes ago, Final Fantasy, Cloud. Cloud will be coming to Super Smash Brothers. This is an amazing news. This is an awesome trailer. If you guys haven't seen it, look it up. It's there on YouTube. So pretty much Cloud from Final Fantasy VII is in the game's latest, you know, confirmed fighter. This is coming from the same fighting game that has Ryu in a Nintendo console fighting game.
Right?
So, I do agree with Max on this right now. This is by far the greatest game that's... the greatest fighting game that's been announced.
I think Nintendo's making some good choices here with...
Great choices.
With getting characters that you would not normally find in this kind of a game in the game.
It blew my mind away. I'm like, are you serious?
I think all we need to do now is just have somebody in Nintendo to get the rights to put, you know, like Optimus Prime in there or something.
You're an idiot.
Hey, it could happen.
Not gonna work.
Yeah, so it'll come with different costumes that'll reflect character design changes through both the games and movies that have featured him. But they're not sure there'll be a design based on his original PS1 appearance.
They do have the original. Well, not really original. Yeah. Close to it.
It also indicates that there'll most likely will be a amiibo based on Cloud at some point in the future, too.
Yep, that's going to be a lot of money right there.
Yeah. Woo.
And worth a lot of money in this.
I think we ran out of news.
So, yeah.
What happened?
I know. It's been somewhat of a fun week. Two games came out. Well, three. I haven't played Fallout 4 yet, but still. News, and more news for this week. What do we got going on anytime coming soon? Oh! Speaking of which, this past Saturday, for all the people that got Comic-Con passes...
Congratulations. Yeah.
For the people that haven't gotten Comic-Con passes yet, you still got time.
Yeah. There's going to be another chance.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys haven't updated to the November update for Windows 10, keep an eye out for it. It's a really good update. If you're on a tablet, though, hold off and wait till you get more details and make sure it shows up in your Windows update list. Don't try to do it on your own through the Windows download tool.
Yes.
Because there is a minor glitch that could affect it installing correctly. I was able to bypass this by removing my micro SD card.
Nice.
And freeing up some extra space. I had to free up a lot of space on the tablet, which wasn't easy on a 32-gig device. So just be aware of that. But some of the big improvements on the tablet for me was that I can now save my apps to the micro SD card.
Which is awesome.
Save some space on the main drive. But the main thing is, on your regular machines, your laptops, your desktops, you're going to see some huge improvements in performance. I believe they're talking a 30% increase in just boot time compared to the same machine if it was running Windows 7. That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
So keep an eye out for it.
I know, guys. Yeah, this is pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. See what we got over here. Neighbors being crazy as always.
Sounds like it.
Trying to start up a car. Ding 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 ding.
Actually, probably they're dune buggy, but hey.
I know. But anywho, again, feel free to like us on our Facebook page. We're close to what, 500 now? Still getting there.
I don't know. We're close.
Close. We're like, I believe less than 10 people away, but. Anywho, guys, thank you very much. Holidays coming up, guys, be safe. For all the people that's gonna do the Black Friday, Godspeed. For all the people that's gonna do Cyber Monday, hope the service doesn't crash. Make sure to like our Facebook page, share us, comment on us, say hi to us. We're friendly here, guys. Again, thanks for all the people that that liked us on our Instagram, for the new people, and also for the Facebook pages too as well. Keep up on our main page, sushasuki.com. We got stuff coming in, stuff rolling out, and yeah, that's all this week for us. Hopefully we'll give you guys some more news on here coming soon. But again, we are sushasuki.com, and we are here to bring you the future, 8 bits at a time. Let's go, man.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.